Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
To all of you out there looking for ways to save some cash this holiday season, why not look at your car insurance? With GEICO, it will take you only 15 minutes to save 15% or more on car insurance. GEICO has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years. And anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. Go to GEICO.com and start saving cash. Extra money in your pocket? It may just be the most rewarding thing you do today.
The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
From Hollywood, California, by way of the Broken Skull Ranch, this is the Steve Austin Show.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Now, here's Steve Austin.
All right, everybody, welcome to Steve Austin Show. I am coming to you from the mean streets of Los Angeles, California, sitting here at the Broken Skull Studios, smack dab in the middle of Marina Del Rey, California. Hell, man, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm about to jump on an airplane with my dogs and my wife, fly down to South Texas, jump in an RV, and head down to visit all of my family in Edna, Texas, and hang out and shoot the breeze and eat a lot of bad food and drink a lot of margaritas and all of the Broken Skull IPAs that I'm sticking in a damn Yeti cooler and icing down ice cold. It's going to be a good time, and I'm really looking forward to getting out of the hellhole that is L.A. during the holiday season. L.A. is a good town. It's a great town to live in. It's been good to me. But during the holiday seasons, there are headaches, hassles, and horseshit. And you're about to hear about some of those headaches, hassles, and horseshit over the past few days of my life. My illustrious wife, Kristen, joins me today on the podcast. Rod Ule, you're welcome. And we're shooting the breeze, talking about our plans, what's just happened. We just had my birthday, her birthday, our anniversary, Christmas coming up, a Nevada trip coming up, and then it's back to Los Angeles in January where things start really heating up. I've got some great guests coming in January. I'm looking forward to that. I'll drop more details very soon, and I think you're going to be excited about it. But anyway, I'm shooting a breeze with my wife today, talking about everything that's happened to us in the last couple of days, a couple of weeks. And one life lesson that I threw in there that I learned with my brother-in-law while I was on a hunting trip in Nevada. Hey, this show is dropping the day before Christmas. To everybody out there that can hear my voice, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Have a safe time, safe journeys, visiting your family and friends, and that's the bottom line. Enjoy the podcast. Enjoy your Christmas. Going around town to all the different shops and stores to get your office supplies situated can be a real drag this holiday season. Wouldn't it be a Christmas miracle to be able to get all your office supplies from one place? Our guys at Zorro.com are here to make your spirits bright by having all of your office supplies in one easy-to-access location. Zorro.com, spelled Z-O-R-O, is where you'll find everything you need for businesses of any size in almost any industry. Electrical, plumbing, contracting, manufacturing. Don't sweat it because Zorro has you covered. Zorro.com has tools and equipment, safety and office supplies, cleaning items, and more from brands you know and trust, such as Stanley, 3M, Milwaukee, Schneider, and Rubbermaid, just to name a few. Zorro.com offers amazing customer service from real people based in the U.S. And you'll appreciate the fast, free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just for listeners of the Steve Austin Show, visit Zorro.com/Austin to sign up for Zmail and get 15% off your first order. Again, that's Zorro.com/Austin for 15% off your first order. Zorro.com/Austin. Get it all in one place.
The Steve Austin Show. The Steve Austin Show.
All right, everybody, welcome to Steve Austin Show. I am coming to you from the mean streets of Los Angeles, California today, sitting here across the desk from my illustrious wife, Kristen at the Broken Skull Studios. Kristen, it is good to see you. I know you'd love that introduction because we've been looking at each other for about 2 hours now, and you are quite frustrated with me.
Yes, I am.
I want to thank everybody before we continue this podcast for all the happy birthday well wishes and all of the Merry Christmas emails and tweets and stuff I've been getting. Thank you very much. It was a great day to turn 55, and Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody who was out there traveling. And it seems out here in Los Angeles and maybe in Nevada, too, that everybody is already going crazy on all of the highways. We left Nevada the other day because we had to come back to Los Angeles to get ready for a trip to Texas, which I'll get to. Normally, we like to leave Nevada about 6 a.m. in the morning. So since that's the case, we usually get up at 4 a.m. in the morning.
Well, you like to leave at 6. I would prefer to leave later, actually.
I'd like to leave at 5, but I can't get your ass up that early. So I get up at 4. I get my wife up. We start drinking coffee before we start loading all our shit up in the Yukon XL. And my wife looks on her iPhone and she goes, well, there's going to be a problem when we get to Los Angeles. There's a big 18-wheeler turned over on the 405, and that might cause us some delays. And I'm thinking to myself, well, surely if there's a wreck at 4 a.m. in the morning, they'll have everything cleaned up by the time we roll through there 8 hours later. Only modern technology, big-ass tow trucks, forklifts, whatever, they'll have the highway cleaned up. We get on the road, and we're coming back, and we decided, you know what? We'll stop in Bishop. We'll get a sandwich at the Schatz Deli and waste a little bit of time, and I'll eat some donuts since it's the holiday season, and I don't give a fuck how fat I am right now. So we did that. We amble on into Los Angeles, and even though we had stopped and smelled the roses a few times, we were making outstanding time. Part of that was due to the fact that I was running between 85 and 90. Rumor, speculation, running radar. Could have been going over the speed limit a little bit. My wife might have said, Steve, the speed limit is 65 or 70. Here about 10 or 15 times during our journey. While she was sitting in the back seat behind Callie, who sits in the front seat. How that came to be, I don't know, but that's how we travel.
She likes to ride in the front, and I want her to have the seat she wants to.
So that being said, we're rolling along. We make our patented stop in Mojave. Oh, how we love Mojave. Been wanting to stop at that little gimmick place that has the figurines out there with all the synthetic polyester leotards of multicolors. I want to get you the leopard print. We never seem to have time to stop. We go to our patented stop. I won't give the name of it. They got pretty clean bathrooms. I say hello to my friends that work there, and we are back on our journey. Here's the thing. When you're driving back from the Reno area and you're going down the 395 and you put yourself on the 14, once you get to Mojave, I mean, you know, everything before then has been what it is. You go through Mammoth. It's, for the most part, four-lane highway. And then when you get to Mojave, it just turns into, before you get into Palmdale, Lancaster, Santa Clarita, Agua Dulce, where we used to film Broken Skull Challenge, on into the valley and into Marina Del Rey, a ball of shit. I've talked about this many times on the podcast. I won't beat a dead horse. But as I'm trying to drive straight down the road, I'm driving a little bit fast. But once you hit that stretch of the road, we put the numbers on the side of the car, and you're back to green flag racing, as Larry the Cable Guy would say, it's NASCAR.
It is.
God dang. Them fucking, the Honda Civic, still, in my opinion, the fastest car in America, because I was driving lights out in the left-hand lane, hauling ass, and these fucking Civics flying past me like I'm standing still, and I got white knuckles with a death grip on the steering wheel, trying to get our ass back home, and lo and behold, Kristen says, this is where you say traffic's backing up.
Oh, traffic's backing up.
Traffic's backing up. What the fuck are you talking about? You mean they don't have the big rig that's been on its side on fire at 4 a.m. in the morning cleaned up yet?
Nope.
So that means we got to take a detour. My wife looks at me. She says, get off the highway. I said, what? She said, get off the highway. I said, why? She goes, we got to take an alternate route. I said, I don't know an alternate route. This is the only way I know to get home. Well, since my wife is born and raised in Los Angeles, she knows every shortcut, every back cut, every side road, every alley to get back to our house. So following her instructions, I get the fuck off the highway. Sure enough, right when we get off the highway, we pass by the smoldering big rig. Almost still on fire. Guys still pulling their marshmallows and their wieners off a stick where they'd been having a damn roast out there, which caused the massive clusterfuck, which is Los Angeles during the Christmas holiday season. We took the Sepulveda Pass. If you live in Los Angeles, you've heard of it. If you don't live in Los Angeles, you don't want to take it. It's a pile of shit. Holy shit. I was sitting there with white line fever. I got blinders on, really physically, almost. I literally have blinders on.
You weren't doing such a great job on the Sepulveda Pass.
No, man. It's because all the stop and go traffic and all the lights and all the gridlocks at the intersections. It was just a pain in the ass to drive that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when you're driving a Yukon XL, you know, everybody else in these little cars that turn on a dime and all this other stuff. That Yukon's got a pretty good motor in it, 420 horsepower, but
it takes up quite the lane.
It takes up a lot of the lane, and it's a big enough vehicle that really it shouldn't have a blind spot in anybody's side view mirrors, but I like to keep my presence known. But you just always figure, I'm just like praying to God. I don't pray a whole lot, but I'm praying to God. I said, man, just don't let nobody turn into me, try to make a lane change, sideswipe me. I just want to get the fuck home, go into our driveway, close the gates, and get there. So we finally arrive at our destination. We made it.
But eight hours later.
It was a pain in the ass, which leads me to my point. Kristen.
Yes, Steve?
We will not, under any circumstances, be here next holiday season.
Absolutely not.
We've never been here. I've talked about it in the past because we used to have Broken Skull Ranch in South Texas. We would leave Los Angeles November 1, and stay in Texas till at least January 7th. These last 2 years have been pure, utter chaos because we've been here during the holiday season, and it absolutely sucks ass. L.A.'s a good place. You grew up here. I dig it. Most of my friends can't believe I've lasted 15 years here. I don't know how I've lasted 15 years here.
I don't either.
I've done it. Well, I drink a lot, and I'm thinking about starting drugs. I got off of them a while back. I used to do drugs. I still do, but I used to, too. So we ain't going to be here next year. I guarantee you we're going to be in Nevada or we're going to be camping, but we're going to be anywhere but in this ball of shit.
Hawaii?
New Mexico.
Okay.
I'll meet you in the middle.
Okay.
Everybody here behind the steering wheel got that 1,000-yard stare, that look of I've got to get to the next place to get the next gift for the next person. Or they're texting on their damn iPhone.
Or they're visiting. We have a lot of people that come to L.A. to visit for the holidays, so.
But they don't do shit, man. The city's absolutely going crazy.
Yes.
I don't want to beat a dead horse. So anyway, me and Kristen arrived safely, and on the way home, we're thinking about dinner. Shit, we've been in Nevada for about a week on my mule deer hunting trip, and I scored successfully, had a wonderful trip with my brother-in-law. And I'll share a life lesson out of that in a minute. But Chris and I decide, well, what do you want to do for dinner? We can drive to El Segundo and get pizza because we'll love to reset our palates once we get back to Los Angeles. Or we can go to sushi. Sushi is the better option because it's a half mile away from our house. Wanted pizza, but that's a 6 mile drive in LA traffic.
Which is an hour drive.
So we figure, hey man, fuck it, we'll do the half mile.
People probably cannot even comprehend driving in LA during the holidays.
Hey man, if I'm bitching about a half mile and I'm pretty tough, I mean, you can imagine how harrowing this drive is. Just leaving our house, trying to turn out on the main road to get up so you can go the half mile.
Basically, you sit in line.
It took us 30 minutes to get to the fucking sushi restaurant to go a half mile. And then everybody's trying to turn out of the wrong lane. Everybody's honking like a motherfucker.
Sirens.
And nobody ever honks in L.A. Nobody.
But when we get back, they were.
Oh, yeah. But I was madder than a hornet. Finally, you know, and I'm almost like happy for everybody that they're honking now because they're so fucking frustrated. Hey, you asshole, get out of the way. So anyway, we go to sushi, get our palate reset, eat some dead fish, and go on about our journey. But God damn it, we will not be here in Los Angeles this time of year. Here's our plan. We're going to leave L.A. about December 7th, 10th, no later than the 14th, and be gone until at least January 7th. How does that sound?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, well, that's what we're doing. Carved in stone. Whether we're in RV or BSR2, I don't care. We won't be here.
No.
Or we will be divorced. And we just celebrated our 15th anniversary together.
Yes, we did.
Where should I go next? Should I talk about my birthday or should I talk about the anniversary?
Your birthday, since that's what happened next.
Hey, man, I want to thank everybody who sent me happy birthday wishes. I turned 55. When you're in the wrestling business, so many guys have left us. I'm not going to go on a down note here, but you kind of feel like you got an expiration date on you. Hell, I made it to 55, and I'm happy as a motherfucker. And I still feel pretty damn good, really. On a 1 to 10, on a pain level, I wouldn't even say I'm a 1. Still got most of my faculties about me.
Except your memory.
That's why I was taking the alpha brain. I'll get to that in a minute. But for the most part, I feel pretty good. I forget a lot of things.
You look good. You're in good shape. And yeah.
Boy, that was a compliment. Thank you very much. I've been drinking beer and margaritas, celebrating the holiday season.
You have an excuse every time.
Oh, I know. Goddamn, Kristen hooked me up with a couple of badass cupcakes for my birthday. What's that called? Devil's
Susie food? Cake. Oh, red velvet cakes.
Red velvet cakes, man. Them submissions were badass.
They were really good.
But on my birthday, normally on our birthday, you know, we kind of take it easy. Or if it's my birthday.
We don't really celebrate.
Yeah, we don't really celebrate, but we kind of take it easy. And this year on my birthday, I was like, well, I just got back from Nevada. I know we got a bunch of shit to do. We're fixing to go to Texas, so we got to get some things taken care of. And Kristen had some things to take care of, so she handed me a list. So I had a list of things to do. One of the things on my list to do was to take Mula down to the veterinarian's office and get her anal glands expressed. People ask me, Steve, how'd you spend your birthday? Well, I took my dog to get his anal glands expressed. I don't know if anybody knows what that means, but sometimes, not to go in graphic details, when a dog kind of starts licking itself or paying attention to its butt or dragging its butt across grass, then something is probably awry. Sometimes those glands back there can become full, and you take it to the vet. You take the animal to the vet, so they squeeze the glands and empty the fluid out of them.
Correct.
I love my dogs. I love Mula, Callie. I've loved them all. But I ain't sticking my finger at my dog's ass and squeezing an anal gland. Just ain't going to do it. And I'm tough as nails, and I'll do about anything it takes, but that's one of the things I'm not going to do to my dog. But I will pay to have someone do it. And it only costs $27.50.
See?
Why'd they tack on that extra 50 cents? I don't know.
I don't know. How much did you pay in parking fees?
I go down. Well, that's the damn thing. I went down to Santa Monica. That's where our vet is. We got the best vet in the world. And that son of a bitch just is uncanny. He knows animals like the back of his hands. He's the best. And so I go there, and I'm like, goddamn, start feeling my pockets. And that's the problem. You know, these days, you don't really use change anymore.
No, like parking meters take credit cards.
Quarters, dimes, and stuff like that. You can't put in a bunch of quarters, dimes, because most of them don't take them. Take credit cards. Sure enough, I pull over there. I got a good parking spot. I got Callie with me, too, because she'd feel fucked up if I left her at the house. I got both dogs. And I said, shit, man, I got to put some money in this parking meter. Parking meters in Los Angeles take credit cards. They probably do a lot of places. But, man, back in Edna, I know they ain't got a damn parking meter that takes a credit card. So I put my damn card in there, pull it out. And, man, I just know I'm going to be there for like 30 minutes. Sure enough, it says 2 hours. I said, hey, I don't want to pay for 2 hours. I start pushing the buttons. The button's locked up. Shit. I got to pay for 2 hours.
It's a two-hour minimum.
Yeah. I paid for two. No, you can get 15 minutes out of there.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah, you can. Because that's what I was going to get 30 minutes. So sure enough, and I know they're going to get me right in because it doesn't take long to express the anal glands, and I'm high on the list. Kristen has already called in. It's a priority. So sure enough, man, I'm stuck out there with 2 hours on a goddamn parking meter. And everybody knows how cheap I am. I'm in the Ford Focus. More to come on the Ford Focus here in a minute. The dogs love that thing because it's easy for them to get into. I'm sitting there having some small talk with a lady that's got some dog with some problems. And they take Mula back. Boom. Bing, bang, boom. Squeeze the anal glands. And I'm out there minus 27.50.
And she's walking light as a feather.
Walking light as a feather. Happy to jump. And man, them damn dogs. Callie's sitting there whimpering and crying like a baby because she
does not like it.
Hates going to the doctor.
No.
So she's got this look of fear in her eyes. She doesn't know she's just along for the ride. Doctor's not going to do nothing to her. Go back out in the car. I'm looking at the car. Like, shit. I got an iron 40 left.
Did you stay there?
Yeah. I'm sitting there in the damn Ford Focus.
You get your money's worth.
Yeah, I did. And I'm saying, I ain't driving off yet. I'll send a couple of emails. I'll make a few phone calls. I'll send a text message. I'll get on social media. Maybe I'll make a post of the dogs. And sure enough, here comes this van behind me with their blinkers on because they want to turn into my spot. I'm parked on the side of the road. And the lady's got her blinkers on behind me. She's trying to put the pressure on me. I'm like, I got 2 fucking hours. I paid for this time. This meter is mine, effectively. Lady waited back there for 15 minutes. I'm thinking, and she's honking at me.
Maybe you should have tried to sell her the parking space.
Yeah. I said, hey, man, yeah. Hey, I got $2 in here. I got this amount of time left. You give me $1, it's yours. Yeah. Well, she's just going to assume my time, so I'm going to sit there and use my time.
Right.
Is it stupid for, is that too, am I being too frugal or cheap?
No.
But that lady was mad at me.
I bet she was. If I was behind you waiting on that parking spot, I'd be mad too.
I mean, there's other parking spots. She could have done. She could have went somewhere else. But anyway.
Those are for like the fuel efficient vehicles.
Yeah, but I'll move along. But I mean, I bided my time, but people get so impatient. Normally, no one, like I said, no one here honks a horn. No one's ever, you know, does anything like that. But all of a sudden, that lady.
Well, you are a major horn honker. Man, you honk the horn at everybody.
That's what they put them on a car for. If you're in the way, you got to get out of the way.
Actually, I think it's illegal to honk your horn.
It's kind of like a disturbing the peace thing.
Yeah.
Oh, and then fuck all the ambulances, the helicopters, the loud-ass choppers that drive by. But if you honk your horn, you get a damn ticket. So mission accomplished. I'm having a great birthday. Mula's cool. Callie's cool. We're getting ready to go to Texas, but I've got more stuff to do.
What was number two on your honey-do list?
Well, due to the fact that, you know, we're coming and going from Nevada. Right now, we're into the winter season. And we have the original set of tires on that vehicle, and we have 31,000 miles on it. The tires are starting to get pretty damn bare. I thought we could have gotten a little bit more mileage out of those things, but nonetheless, since the tires are getting kind of low, we need new tires.
And I don't want to chance it.
So, man, we started considering all the tire options out there. Should we get a dedicated snow tire? It's a softer rubber compound tire that, you know, works better in the snow. Man, I called all my buddies that live in Nevada to do the proper research. And every one of them said, Steve, hardly anybody up here runs a dedicated snow tire. Just use like a, you know, an MS or an all-terrain or whatever.
All season.
Yeah, all season, because if you go dedicated snow tire, you're basically running those tires for 4 months out of the year. Then you swap on your other set of tires and wheels.
Yeah.
And I ain't doing that.
And we'd probably get too lazy to do that.
Yeah, and I got too many sets of wheels and tires laying around for my goddamn Dodge Ram Charger. So anyway, I get some tires researched. Ended up, what I got? I got a
Michelin
MS LTX, whatever the fuck. Brand new tread. I ribbed Kristen. I said, man, I said, you ain't going to believe these damn new tires. They're more round than the other ones. And she goes, really? They're more round?
I fell for it. I thought, there's got to be an angle to this.
And I took it a step further. I said, yeah, because those other ones were kind of squared off a little bit. And she's looking at me. She kind of turned her head. She didn't know where to shit or wind her watch. They're around just like the other ones, Krista.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then the other thing on my list of things to do was go to Home Depot and get me 3 propane tanks because I'm out of propane. I can't cook my damn steak dinner that I want to have for my birthday. So I load up the 3 propane tanks in my Ford Focus. You would not believe how big a trunk is on a Ford Focus. I got those 3 propane bottles back there. I probably could have gotten at least 4 more back there.
Really?
That's a big-ass trunk.
Wow.
Yeah, you could put a dead bot.
Yes.
Never mind. I didn't say it. 3 propane tanks were in there. And I figured, hell, man, you can take dogs in a Home Depot, so I'll take Callie with me. So on my list of things to do, other than the 3 propane tanks to swap out, I needed to get some
cleaning products,
some Windex and some floor cleaner. And I had specific products that I had to get. So I go in there, I find the specific products that I had to get, and I didn't get a basket. I dropped off my propane empty bottles over there with the lady. I've got these 2-gallon containers in my right hand. I've got Callie with about a quadruple wrap in my left palm, and she's, you know, wagging her tail, jumping up on everybody, happy to see everybody. And most time I can go to Home Depot in Los Angeles and nobody says a word to me because I've been there so many times. I'm a regular.
Yeah.
Like at a bar. I'm a regular at the Home Depot. And nobody bothers me or says nothing to me. Today, I'm the most popular guy at Home Depot.
Because you had Callie. Hi, guys. I'm Callie from Callie.
I knew. I said, hey, man. And the guys are sticking their hands out trying to shake my hand. I got 2 gallons of product in my right hand. Callie's got my left arm extended like this. I can't shake it. I'm like, I'm tapping foreheads with people. Fuck a knuckle bump. Let's touch foreheads. And then the dudes want to take a picture. You know, Callie damn near jerked me out of frame. So I get that accomplished, get the propane tanks unloaded, and then I can start celebrating my birthday because by that time, I've exhausted all the hours of the day. My wife has kayfabed me about, what'd you bring home, a bunch of cupcakes?
I bought cupcakes and something else.
And she's trying to kayfabe me on the pizza. And
well, I said, what do you want for dinner? You said, oh, I don't know, I'm going to cook my steak dinner. And I went to the back of the house and I came out of the closet with a gigantic pizza from Slice and Pint.
My favorite pizza in the world is from Slice and Pint, the same people that make Broken Skull IPA. It's out there in El Segundo. And Kristen went to go get a new iPhone. I'm going to get that story in a minute. But while she's over in that neck of the woods, she bought us a pizza. And yeah. I was planning on, I'm eating like shit to begin with. I'm drinking margaritas and beer. Got to wait for the New Year's resolution to kick in and start working out again. So I figured, well, you know, I don't really know if I want pizza. I was just going to go ahead and cook that steak. I got all that propane out there, 3 tanks worth. And she goes, she looks at me with this look. You're not going to eat pizza? So she guilted me into, it was pretty easy to guilt me into eating pizza. God damn it, some good pizza.
Yes, good pizza.
If you come to Los Angeles, California, go down to El Segundo Brewing Company to drink my beer or their beer because they got it all in draft here. That's where they make it. 3 blocks down the road is the Slice and Pint. They sell my beer there as well. But if you come to L.A. and you love pizza, everybody talks about Chicago-style pizza or the New York-style pizza. Horse shit. Slice and Pint, best pizza I've ever eaten.
It's so good.
What's the name of the one I get that I like? The pepperoni? Or the Quattro Carnes. And Kristen loves the Grand Ave.
Yep.
And that's a vegetarian pizza with a little bit of kick to it. So what's that? What's
Fresno chilies.
Yeah, that's a badass pizza. And I'm a meat lover, but that's a badass pizza. You know what's a holiday bummer? Having to confront your erectile dysfunction. Christmas is not the time to find out. Your Yule log won't light. Thankfully, our friends at Roman are here to bring you the gift of peace of mind because it is easy to talk about ED with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication and do so in a discreet manner. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it out to you with free 2-day shipping. Again, the whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. No awkward visits to the pharmacy or doctor's office. Just for listeners of the Steve Austin Show, go to GetRoman.com/Austin for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. One more time. That's GetRoman.com/Austin for your free online medical visit and free 2-day shipping. Check it out.
Happy holidays from your friends at Podcast One.
Hi, everyone. It's Becca from The Lady Gang. We wanted to say thank you to all our advertisers for their support this year. We couldn't do it without you. Have a very happy holiday season.
Hey, this is Adam Carolla. I want to thank you for listening this year and have a happy and safe holiday.
Hi, it's Barbara Boxer wishing you a happy new year.
And this is Nicole. Yeah, and we're wishing you a happy holidays.
Hey, everyone. It's Sheena Shea from Shenanigans. Just wishing you all happy holidays and a very happy new year.
Hey guys, it's Naz
and Nadia
from Ladies Like Us. We want to wish our listeners a very happy holiday and say thank you to all our advertisers who support our show.
We could not do it without you. Happy holidays.
Hey, it's Heather and Terry Dubrow.
Hello, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Chuck, I know you love being Santa.
No, I am Santa.
Yeah. All day, every day.
Happy holidays from Adulting Like a Mother Father.
Hey, everyone. It's Caitlin Bristow from Off the Vine Podcast wishing you a very happy holiday season. And thank you for all of your support this year.
Tis the season of giving.
And we know you're looking for gifts for your family and friends right now.
So check out our amazing sponsors who bring you Showmance every week for free.
Give us your ears.
And they'll give you awesome deals.
And we will give you more of the content you love.
Hey, it's Heidi Pratt. I just want to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making this show possible and everything that they do so we can have this free podcast for you guys every week. So thank you so much to all of our awesome sponsors. We love you and we really love all your products. So thank you.
Hey everybody, Steve Austin here, and I want to wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy new year. And that's the bottom line.
This is the Steve Austin Show.
So then, you know, basically the birthday's over, right? I get tanked up on margaritas. Well, I did. Kind of had a little bit of a hangover the next day, which led us into Kristen's birthday. And so the day before, I'd been meaning to go to Walgreens to get her birthday cards. And I started off going, and she goes, where are you going? I said, I'm going to Walgreens to pick up a prescription. And she goes, I thought you picked up your prescriptions the other day because we're going to Texas. And I said, nah, I left one there. I need to go to Walgreens and pick up a prescription. She goes, you can get my cards tomorrow. You busted me on that one. Meanwhile, she's got all this shit planned for me. She's got cupcakes, she got pizza, kayfabe meal and everything, got birthday cards. I always feel like a piece of trash because we don't really celebrate birthdays.
Right, and I don't need anything.
But so. The fact that you kind of go above and beyond for me, that you know, I kind of feel like I need to reciprocate that at some level. Right?
You let me go buy a new iPhone.
Well, here's
you
the thing.
Me.
I let you. I've been asking my wife politely to buy a new iPhone for about a year because she's been bitching about her battery life on her phone because she's got like an iPhone 1. She's had the fucking thing for 15 years.
It's a long time.
She's had a long time. We think every time the iPhones start wearing out that iPhone sends you a glitch that makes you go get a new iPhone.
I think they do.
I think it also has something to do with the battery life because I was reading about, you know, how long the batteries last and the recharging process. And on that new phone, you can push that enhanced battery charging feature.
Right.
So maybe it's not Apple sending a glitch to the phone and it's the batteries wearing out.
Amy's phone just went bad too, and she had one older than mine.
Yeah, but when I took mine into, I agree with you, because when I took mine said it had internal glitches.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, that ain't no battery.
And then your Apple Care had just expired.
Oh, yeah, when
How
I ran
convenient.
Over drifting in my yeah. KRX 1000. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
But if you hadn't, here's some news for you. If you hadn't bought that damn iPhone, I was going to buy you one for Christmas.
I know. That's why I went down and bought one.
I know, because when I ran over mine with my damn side-by-side, you know, all of a sudden you're disconnected from the world. If I can't get a hold of you, well, we're fucked. So you was going to get a new iPhone, whether you want one or not. How are you enjoying your new iPhone?
I actually love it.
Why didn't you switch over to the Samsung Android?
Because I'm used to the iPhone.
Man, I was looking at the new Samsung gimmick, the Razr, that flip phone they got. I had an old Motorola flip phone way back in the day that I loved. That's going to be a badass phone. You know they want $1,500 for that sumbitch?
Phones are very expensive.
Hey, well, it's funny. iPhones are real expensive. You always get a better deal than when I get an iPhone.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's always something on sale or they're fucking me. Last time when I rolled in there, I had white line fever. We had just come back from Nevada. I drove through traffic because I had to have an iPhone to answer all my business emails. And that lady started going, rah, 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 rah. You'd think she was from QVC or HSN. Best sales pitches in the history of the business. Apple is right up there, third place. God damn, I don't know where this shit around my watch.
But you always come home with like 14 items that you don't need.
Well, hell.
And then they just sit in the closet.
And then I was fucked because I couldn't call you and ask you for advice, and you didn't want to come because you was too tired. And so I paid this exorbitant amount for this damn iPhone, got the iPhone care policy or whatever. That girl started spitting out the information to me, and she laid it all out to me, put it all online. I said, what? And she said it again, and I'm rubbing my eyes. I needed some Visine. And I looked at her again. I said, can you repeat that one more time? I said, I'm not trying to be difficult. I don't understand a word you're saying. That's how fast she was talking about all them damn special deals and bells and whistles and operations and stuff like that. I was so hoodwinked. I said, just sell me a phone and let me get out of here. I don't know how you escaped so cheaply. I'm glad you're enjoying your new phone now.
Yeah, I did. I traded mine in, and then I didn't buy all the extra bells and whistles that you normally buy.
Well, I didn't get you anything for our anniversary, but happy anniversary. And you made me this wonderful anniversary gift out of a deck of cards.
Yes, I did.
And when I was on my hunting trip, you were working on this project.
Yes, I was.
And when I was on my hunting trip, we were going to hunt for 3 days and then take a day off and then get back at it if I didn't get anything. And I called you and I said, hey, man, I said, I might come home tomorrow and then I'll come back on Sunday and Monday and hunt. And you're like, no, no, no. You can stay gone. Just take as long as you want. I'm thinking to myself, well, who's at the fucking house? Normally, my wife always wants me to come home. Boy, not this time. No, really, this is your hunting trip. This is why we came here. You're only going to get a chance to hunt one week, so this is why we're here. I want you to enjoy yourself. My wife was working on a kayfabe project. She got the idea on Pinterest, and so what it was, she got a deck of cards. There's 52 cards in a deck of cards. She punched a hole in the corners of the cards, and then she, how do you do that? What'd you do?
I went and got some post-it notes, glued a post-it note on each card, and I wrote 52 reasons why I love you. So I did that, and then I tied it together with a ribbon.
But 52 reasons why you love me.
It took me 3 days.
I wasn't going to sell it when I was reading through the 52 cards just because it was so sweet and precious. But there was a couple of repeats in there.
Oh.
And one of them was, I love you because you take out the trash. Boy, you talk about inspiring. That's how our love and that's why our relationship has lasted so
very
long.
Very important that you take out the trash.
Because she loves when I take out the fucking trash.
I was going to put in there, I love it when you pick up the dog poop too, but I decided that was a little too graphic.
Well, if I don't pick up the dog shit, I mean, I was out there this morning picking it up because I knew you was going to ask me if I'd picked up the dog shit yet. And then I took you out to eat at a beer joint,
yep,
which is a restaurant now, but it was the World Gym that we met at 15 years ago.
Yeah, and they converted it to a restaurant. That was very, very thoughtful of you.
So I came full circle.
Yeah.
And, you know, the name of the restaurant, I won't drop it because they sell beer there, but I really can't drink their beer just because I'm such a beer snob.
Well, you like your beer.
I love my beer. So I couldn't drink a beer. I was just kind of drinking water and sorting through the stuff. But it was a fun time. And then we walked home and I started drinking margaritas to celebrate our anniversary.
Yes, yes.
See, I'm closing out this year with a purpose, Kristen. And a lot of times you think that some of the things that I do are random, but yet, in fact, they are not. This is a highly detailed plan, regimen that I'm sticking to so that when I make my New Year's resolution here in a couple of days, bam, 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 bam. Eye of the tiger, baby.
It took me a few minutes.
Well, you know, shit, that's my voice. Eye of the tiger, rising up straight to the top. I'm making my comeback. I got to get all juiced up. Man, I'm drinking margaritas, drinking Broken Skull IPA, drinking Jack and Coke with your brother on the yep. hunting trip.
What was the life lesson that you learned? You said you were going to...
Oh, you know what? Some people did send me some questions to questions at steveaustinshow.com. And I said, hey, Steve, you made it to 55. Do you have any life-changing advice or over your 55 years of living that you would basically bestow upon us? I can't think of how the email actually went. And I was out there on a hunting trip in the middle of nowhere. The Skedaddle Mountain Range was in front of us. Black Mountain was behind us. We killed, we took that buck somewhere in the middle of that those two mountain ranges. And it was just me and your brother, and we were sitting there on that buggy, and we were reliving everything that had just happened. I won't go into the hunting story. I'll just tell you about how hard it was. We rode around for 2.5 days. We didn't see anything. And on that third day, we finally succeeded. And your brother looked at me, and he had the biggest smile on his face. He goes, God damn, I love this shit. You know, he goes, you know, those are experiences. And he goes, like, there's a lot of people who just sit at home and do nothing. He goes, you got to get out there and experience things. He goes, this is an experience that I will never forget. And I had said the same words prior to that to him because this was the favorite hunt that I've ever been on. So long story short, get out and experience things. You're only here for so long. I made it to 55. I hope I make it to 75 or whatever I make it to. But life is about experiencing things. So don't just sit in a shell. Don't do nothing or waste your time. Time is one of the few things that's always running out. And I don't think you want to look at it that way, but go out there and experience things. You only get one go around. Like we would always say in a wrestling business, if you're going to start a match, get your shit in. You know, like from an offensive standpoint, if I'm working with Bret the Hitman Hart, you know, I want to get my offense in on Bret. You know, don't leave anything out. Right. Get my shit in. And then, you know, he's going to return, you know, likewise to me. So in life, you know, basically get your shit in. You only get one go around. Enjoy it to the max. Be productive. Work hard. And you will be rewarded. And you will make everything on your own. Maybe I'm not articulating it very well, but make the most of your life.
No, but I do remember when you were telling me the whole process of hunting this last, you know, hunt, you really had a good time. You really experienced what it's like to hunt and be in the outdoors and explore those mountains and just doing that. You seem to really come away with something different this time.
And also, and not to get philosophical, but it's just like, you know, like Mitch said, man, he goes, man, we really had to put the work in. He goes, you know, when you work so hard for something, when you finally achieve it, it makes it all the more worthwhile.
Yeah.
And that's like anything I've ever done, you know, like, and maybe in the wrestling business, you know, busting my ass all those years, jerking the curtain, working the mid card. You know, if I'd have just got on top, you know, at the start of my career, I could have appreciated it. But when you work your ass for something, you finally achieve it, you appreciate it that much more.
True.
So such as in, you know, wrestling, as in life, you know, so work your ass off. And that is my life lesson. But I digress. Enough of the life lessons and on with the days of our lives as we lead into our
days of our lives.
I know. See what I did there?
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, on our anniversary that day, because we're going to Texas to celebrate Christmas with my family, we had to stop by and see your mother out there in Thousand Oaks and spend Christmas with her.
An early Christmas.
Early Christmas, and have dinner, make sandwiches, and exchange pleasantries and visit and go on our walk. Kristen's mother has a very specific walk that she takes on, and she will not walk a step further.
No, she won't.
I mean, you can't drag your step further. When she turns that walker around, mister, it is all over. And sure enough, we roll into Chris's mother's house and knock on her door and go in. And her dog, Mindy, is happy to see Callie and Mula. And Mula is not happy to see Mindy. And Callie's, she loves her.
Yeah.
So we roll in there and, hi, Mom. And we got, I think it's either QVC or HSN, Home Shopping Network, blaring in the background. Hi, Mom. Do you have your hearing aids in? What? Do you have your hearing aids in? What? Oh, she had dead batteries.
They were in. She checked, but the batteries were dead.
Man, I tell you what, when your mother-in-law ain't got her hearing aids in, she can't hear shit.
I make you do all the talking because you have a bigger voice than I do.
Oh, and they, well, I'm sitting at the table because it's kind of hard to carry on a conversation with someone who ain't got their hearing aids in or the batteries are dead. And so Kristen looks at me and she basically mouths and she can basically speak it. Hey, say something to my mother while I'm over here making these sandwiches.
I said, tell her a story, please.
Yes. I said, okay, well, what story? what story am I going to tell with? So what story did I use?
The hunting story.
Oh, me and Mitch went on a hunting trip together. So it's like that. So
yeah.
And we make up some sandwiches. We had a good time. And I tell you what, it's time to exchange gifts. And what did you get her?
I get her something every day, so we don't.
Okay. So anyway, she was very excited.
I got her flowers.
Okay.
I always get her flowers.
And then she was very excited that she was going to be able to give me my Christmas gift.
Yes.
And lo and behold, there they were, house shoes. Not just any old house shoes, but house shoes from either QVC or Home Shopping Network with the Los Angeles Dodgers signature on there. The patented LA. Man, I was excited about that.
Yep.
And it was two sizes too small, but I know sold it.
They'll fit on your toe.
And then the olive drab green long sleeve shirt, which I needed because I always wear camouflage and I need something to break up the pattern. And it was like a double medium. I'm a double X.
From the sales section
from
at Marshall's.
Yeah.
But the big red sticker on it.
The tag and the receipt are still in there so I can go exchange
it
at my leisure. You know how bad I am about exchanging things.
I return everything.
And the thing about it was, did you guys know, because you got me a pair of house shoes as well. Were y'all planning double house shoes or what?
Well, no, I just figured you wouldn't like the ones that my mom got you, so I was going to get you some anyway.
Man, my wife bought me a pair of damn house shoes, and normally I wear flip-flops everywhere. But she got me some damn house shoes with that damn white fuzz in the middle of them. We got suede, leather, whatever out. Those damn good shoes.
They're comfortable, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got house shoes, too, for my mom.
Oh, and them house shoes.
She's in a house shoe. I think she got everybody house shoes this year.
Kristen got these damn house shoes from her mother, and they were maroon. But, I mean, maroon can be a cool color. These were the ugliest motherfucking maroon slippers I've ever seen in my life. And they were special from – was it a QVC? Or
QVC.
Okay. And they put a sales pitch on these things, and they were talking about the bottoms and how the orthotics were built in and at how – you know, after all the years of living and walking on your feet and destroying the bones in your foot, that the orthotics built into the sole of this slipper would self-correct and you would be much more comfortable walking on these while you were in your house. And in fact, you could go check your mail in these things, and you could also walk your dog around the block while wearing these things. The research, horseshit, articulation, and eloquation of this promo to sell these fucking house shoes was beyond any blockbuster movie I've ever seen.
Well, I had to look at QVC.com just to see what convinced my mom that these were the best house shoes for me.
Kristen replayed that video for me. I started watching, and it kept going on and on and on. They had sold 67,000, and they only had three pair left, and I wanted to hit the button and order a pair because, fuck, I figured I was going to get left out and be one of the dipshits that didn't have one of these orthotically improved super house shoes that would help correct all the bones that I've damaged over the course of 55 years of my life.
Podiatrist recommended.
Podiatrist recommended. Holy shit. Here's a food for thought or advice for anybody aspiring to be in the salesmanship business, or if you are indeed trying to be in the professional wrestling business or are currently employed by a major wrestling company and you are struggling with your promos, watch HSN or QVC for about 6 hours a day for a week. And if you can't formulate a great promo after watching those masterpieces at work, there's something wrong with you. Since the one and only legendary American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, son of a plumber, hard time blues, I ain't never heard nobody. Dusty Rhodes could talk you into a building. There were a few other people who were great at promos at talking you into a building. These people can talk you into a product like it's nobody's business. I've talked about it before in the podcast. Yeah. If you want to learn how to sell tickets, go watch those motherfuckers sell them on QVC and HSN. Hypnotic! Hypnotic! I love your maroon slippers. They look sexy on you. with that T-shirt that you wear.
Yeah.
And we won't go any further. What a romantic night it was. And then... Well, I'm making a very loud conversation with Marlene, and Kristen says, "Oh, Mom, where did you get the fruitcake?"
Well, she thought she got fruitcake from somebody and didn't know who it was from, so I looked at the...
She thought it was from your brother.
Yes, she did. And so I looked at the sticker on it, said QVC. Apparently she forgot she gifted herself a fruitcake that she was very excited about.
Hey, man, them shoes she got you are one thing, but that fruitcake looked like a pile of shit.
Yeah,
holy cow, man. I mean, there's a lot of people walking on the streets of L.A. that if you tried to hand that to them, I think they'd throw it like a damn discus and say, fuck you.
I didn't know people even ate fruitcake. I thought it was just like a gag gift that you're supposed to get on Christmas. But apparently QVC is selling the shit out of them.
Man, they can sell anything. But anyway, to move along the story before we get to our ride to Texas, on our drive home to Marina Del Rey from 1000 Oaks, we're doing our business, going down a damn HOV lane, hauling ass in rush hour traffic as much as you can haul ass. And I'll be damned if some bitch going the other way lost control of his car and slammed into the cement divider and just wrecked the shit out of his car.
Almost went over into our vehicle.
I saw it was happening. I saw him 100 yards out, saw the expression on his face, and then he threw his hands up. I guarantee you some bitch was texting.
Pretty sure.
And had a damn crash, and it... man, I'm just sitting there praying. I rarely pray. I'm just again, this is like trying to come in from Nevada. I just want to get home in one piece so we can get the fuck to the airport and fly to Texas. So if you're driving out there in the holiday season, don't just watch yourself and stay off your iPhone or your smartphone and don't text. Watch these sumbitches because everybody else is. Every time we passed the car, Crystal would say, did you see so-and-so? Or honk at this guy, honk at that guy. And I'm like, I got blinders on. It's those same blinders.
Because I honk at texters.
I know. Don't go any further than that. Don't go any further than that. But, hell, I returned home. And, well, since it's holiday season and I'd driven through such hair-raising traffic, I figured it was only, and it was our anniversary, that it was only the proper thing to do to celebrate was drink a couple of Broken Skull Ranch margaritas. So I did. And then I woke up. And I remember the story I told you, a podcast, I think it was last podcast. I loaned my illustrious 2003 metallic P Ford Focus to Kristen's wonderful friend, Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Amy, how you doing? And so when I loaned Amy the car, I told her, I said, now listen, the front left tire is low. And if it rains, you're going to need new wipers on there because these ain't worth a shit. They're tattered. And I showed her the rubber was all dry rotted. They'd probably been on there since 2003.
Yeah.
So anyway, she aired up the left tire, but didn't get a chance to put on new windshield wipers, and it didn't rain, so she was fine. But her brother, Tim, thank you, was so thoughtful, and I guess appreciative of the fact that I loaned my favorite car to Amy to use for a day or two while she was getting hers fixed at the shop, brought me some windshield wipers. So I came over this morning, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, had drank 3 cups of coffee and took an Alpha Brain. Went to the nutrition store. They had to order them from another store. I had to have my Alpha Brain. Took an Alpha Brain, so my brain's spinning like a motherfucker, right? Like a rotisserie chicken. These gears are grinding.
Nice and slow.
Holy. Touche. Duly noted and true. So I'm sitting there fucking with your damn windshield wipers, and man, I open the package up, and most time when, you know, when guys get stuff, you know, they just throw the directions away because, you know, who needs directions? Well, on windshield wiper installation, you need directions. So I start reading them because I need to know what to do and how to do this. The directions are written in Spanish. So if the directions are written on Spanish, well, obviously if I flip the page over, they're going to be written in English. They wasn't written in English. Wasn't nothing there. They written in Spanish. I always want to learn how to speak Spanish, especially at a time when I'm about to install windshield wipers on my prized 2003 Ford Focus. So I'm thinking, man, I ain't going to drive to a garage or down there to the parts store and say, hey, man, can you put on my windshield wipers for me? I'm a guy.
Yeah.
Guys don't ask for directions. They just do it. So I figured, well, you can get on YouTube pretty much. Learn how to do damn near anything. When I filmed that episode of Straight Up Steve Austin with Baker Mayfield, that nuclear physicist who was on the show that built that Warthog, that vehicle, he rebuilt a 350 motor by watching YouTube. Well, fuck. If this dude can rebuild a motor and he ain't a mechanic, I can watch YouTube and learn how to change out a windshield wiper. So sure enough, I go to YouTube. How to change a windshield wiper on a 2003 Ford Focus. Up pops the video. Dude says, hey, man, just in case anybody's wondering, he had a hard time, so he was making a video. He goes, I hope this helps somebody out. Hey, dude, if you're listening to this podcast, you helped a brother out. On his hood of his 2003 Ford Focus, he had a beer. He was doing it cooler than I was. I had a cup of coffee. But by watching the way he did that, I was doing one step wrong. You push that sumbitch out like that. You can't see what I'm doing. But I was able to change my goddamn windshield wipers from watching a YouTube video.
Well, correction, your windshield wiper.
You had to leave. All right. Full disclosure.
Yes.
I changed out the driver's side windshield wiper. When I got, and that's the one he changed out as well. When I got to the passenger side windshield wiper, it was a little different. So I succeeded in busting the new windshield wiper and tried to jerry-rig the little hinge type thing into the old windshield wiper.
Surprised you didn't duct tape it.
Duct tape and baler wire usually works in most situations, but this wasn't one of them. So I basically put on the old windshield wiper.
So I won't be able to see when you're driving.
No, but I'll be able to see, and that's what's important. And really, the tattered one was the main one. I mean, this thing was a pile of shit. So I had to throw away the brand-new windshield wiper. Sorry, Tim. I got on the old windshield wiper. But I'm going to watch YouTube again and change that one out in rapid fashion as soon as I can. Mm-hmm. But and those are some of the days of my life and some of the future days of my life. As we are about to wrap up this podcast, Kristen and I are packing up all of our belongings because we are going to fly to Texas with the dogs, get a car service to take us to American Dream Vacations, rent a Class A RV, drive down to Edna and see my dad and everybody in my family and see my buddy Scotty down in El Toro, Texas, who I bought my 1974 Camaro Z28 from, and then come back to Los Angeles. I'm looking forward to our trip. It's been a long time since I rented an RV from American Dream Vacations.
But it's easier for us to stay in an RV than stay inside your dad's house because Mula and Callie will drive your dad crazy.
Man, our dogs. And Mula loves dad.
She loves
him. But the problem is Mula would just lay there like a road bump
and
or
gets
a
speed
bump and dad will trip over him.
Yeah.
So anyway, but way back in the day, I'll digress a little bit. I used to always fly into San Antonio and rent an RV and go hunt with my buddy Trey. And so when I sent the email to make the reservations, you know, this has been what?
15 years.
You came hunting with me in 04.
Yeah.
About around when we first met. And that's when you met Hershey. And so you camped out with me, and they recognized my name on the email. And I had made the reservation for a Class A with some slides. And I said, hey, man, it's good to hear from you. We're looking forward to seeing you again. A lot has changed here. So it's going to be fun to go down there and rent an RV. And if this is what we have to do come next year to get the fuck out of L.A., we'll fly to Texas and rent an RV and if we haven't bought one yet and get the fuck out of here. What else do we want to cover in this podcast? I've already told you how much I loved you, how much I enjoyed the anniversary gift you made for me. Oh, here's my list of things to do. I have another honey-do list. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
When we fly into San Antonio, we're going to get the ride service to pick us up. I'm stopping at Rudy's Barbecue to load up on brisket. We're spending the holidays in Texas. My buddy Scotty has 6 dozen tamales waiting on me.
Oh, boy.
Here in Los Angeles, the tamales, this is from the places that I've been, ain't worth a shit. It's too much, what do you call it, masa?
Lots of masa.
Yeah, too much masa, and that's just a heavy corn-based meal and hardly any meat in there. These are very small tamales, pork, and some are with deer meat, others with a little bit of beef. But, man, I got 6 dozen of these. My mom used to always get me 4 dozen every year for Christmas, and every night before bed, I'd eat about 6 or 12 of them with a glass of milk. Well, this is after a lot of damn whiskey and stuff. But, man, those tamales are to die for. And so my buddy and his wife got me 6 dozen, and I'm going to eat them all down there, and I'm going to eat all of my brisket, all of my barbecue, all of my bullshit. I don't know what you're going to eat. You're going to have to fill that RV full of lettuce, pasta, and anything you want to, because here it is. My wife has it written down on my little notepad. Get back in shape after the New Year's because of our resolutions. Okay. That being said, do you have any New Year's resolutions you're going to make this year?
I haven't even got there yet. I'm just getting to Christmas finally.
I'm not going to jump the gun. I've got one more podcast. I'm going to be talking to my buddy down there, Scotty Cachera. I'm going to be talking to my brother, Kevin, my nephew, Neil, my brother, Jeff. So Emma. I'll probably do Kevin. Kevin's so full of shit. My brother, Kevin. Half the trash I got when I was Stone Cold Steve Austin, I got from my brother, Kevin. Catch you down
he's
the road.
Funny.
Yeah, he's a fucking idiot. I mean, as a compliment. Anyway, those are the days of my life in the past week. And I look forward to talking to you next week as I have some guests on the show. And I'm going to have, well, I'll save that announcement for when I come back from my vacation in Texas. Good things coming to the Steve Austin Show as far as guests starting in January in 2020. Let's wrap this thing up and get the F out of Dodge. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, give me the go home cue. It's time to wrap up this podcast, Ride Off in the Sunset. But before I do that, I want to thank my wife for joining me here on the podcast. And once again, I hope you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Don't forget to rate and review the Steve Austin Show on Apple Podcasts. Tell your friends to check us out. If you want to reach me here on the podcast, send an email to questions@steveaustinshow.com. Hey, man, I'm really proud of the success Broken Skull IPA has had over the past several years. El Segundo Brewing Company, I'm happy to be in business with you. We're out on the East Coast now, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts. We're now in Oregon. We're coming to about six or eight more states in 2020. Texas, we are headed your way. Be patient. I can't wait to get this beer in my home state. ElSegundoBrewing.com is the website. Check out the interactive map to find out where you can find Broken Skull IPA, the best IPA in America, and that's the bottom line. King of Attitude and Broken Skull Ranch Apparel at ProWrestlingTees.com/Steve Austin. Stock and Stuffers, great present, cold steel, Broken Skull knife, or the Working Man knife at my Amazon store, Amazon.com/shop/Steve Austin. And I want to say one more thank you to all the fine sponsors of the Steve Austin Show, especially Geico, Roman, Zorro.com, and BetOnline.ag. That's how I'm able to do this podcast for you free twice a week. I also want to take a moment as we wrap up 2019 to say thank you to all the sponsors I've had this past year for keeping the Steve Austin Show free and in your earbuds every week without fail. You guys are awesome. Please support our sponsors because they support us. If you need more info, check out the show description to this episode for details. If you see me in the woods, you can damn well bet I'll be riding a Kawasaki. Until next time, my name is Steve Austin. Have a great holiday, and I'll catch your ass down the road.
This has been a Podcast One production. Download new episodes of The Steve Austin Show every Tuesday at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com.